Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This 7:13, it's that time of the week where we bring in Joe and Cindy Farini for their My Marriage Matters segment to talk a little bit about enhancing your marriage.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning. And good Joe, morning. Thanks for good joining morning. Us, brother. Now, you haven't seen your wife in a while. She's been out of town. You must miss her a little bit there.
Yeah, I saw her for a few hours last night. Picked her up late at the airport, and I knew she had to get up like 4 o'clock this morning. So we just kind of passed each other on the way by here. But yeah, it's good to see her again. Good to have her in the same room together.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, speaking of companionship, you guys have been separated for a while. Let's just start talking about what is companionship, as you would understand it.
Joe, you want to go first?
I'd be happy to. And I think we need to start from the beginnings and understand that companionship in marriage is one of the key provisions that God will use and has used to replace isolation in a marriage. And then beyond that, though, companionship is that thing that husbands and wife need to have a long and intimate relationship in life in general. We also need to keep in mind, though, that, Brian, that marriage itself does not replace isolation. And, I mean, you can be married and still be very isolated from one another. It's the companionship in the marriage that really replaces the isolation. And so companionship in marriage was and is still today a very important part of building oneness in a marriage relationship. I mean, even from the very beginning, you know, back in Genesis, I mean, Adam was in his own state of isolation in the garden, and God saw that wasn't good. So what does God do? He builds a woman for him to eliminate Adam's aloneness and provide companionship for him. So right from the very get-go here, this companionship piece is a very important message that God revealed to us as a husband and wife.
Now, how many years have you all been married again, Cindy?
Almost 30. How many?
37 and a half years.
Are you quizzing your husband live on the radio? Stop that. I liked your answer, Joe. Whatever it was, I'm sure it was close.
Yeah, no, that's right on target.
No.
He never forgets.
Obviously, you two have been through a whole bunch of different phases of life together. What would you say was the most difficult phase in regards to companionship, where you really had to battle to stay companions?
Oh, maybe it would be a different answer for Joe than for me. So I'll go first, and Joe, if you have a different answer, sure. Feel free to jump in.
How but merciful I think, of you after that. You give him a moment to think. Good job.
Think about it. I think probably the hardest time was when the children were little.
Yeah.
And going, you know, when Joey was little, and there were so many things. He was, you know, he had seizures. Sometimes it would be a whole day or two that he would be having seizures. And, you know, it's kind of hard to have companionship with your husband when you have to be so intentional about something that your child is going through. But I think you really have to be careful, though, too, because if it's not that, it's going to be some other issue, whether it's just a busy time of year, a busy time of life. but I think you have to be really intentional about making those moments happen. We can talk about that in a minute. But Joe, did you have a time that you felt was harder to have or, you know, have that companionship in our marriage?
I totally agree with that. I think especially, you know, with Joey and all of his medical issues that he had going on there, I remember, I won't go into details on it, but there were many times that we leaned heavily on each other. And if it wasn't for the fact that we were desiring to stay together, keep our act together here, and the need to build companionship, it would have been a very difficult time for us. I mean, statistically, couples with special needs children, 85% of those couples will get divorced.
Oh.
And the primary reason for that is that they did not actively and very intentionally pursue companionship in that marriage.
Well, and when we speak for family life, there's three areas of companionship that we talk about. One is communication, one is tenderness, and one is spending time together. And, right. You know, so some of those things that keep you away from that, like the busyness of life with children or the hardships you go through, even, you know, as your parents are aging and different things that kind of, you know, attack the marriage, if you will. You know, one of the things, as Joe just said, we tried to keep that companionship. We tried to keep open with each other. We tried to listen to each other in that whole communication realm. And sometimes it was just passing in the night.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it isn't the way that you want it to be. It's the way that it has to be, but you have to be intentional working toward having that companionship.
What are those three things again you said, Archie?
The first one's communication. So I just mentioned just, you know, sharing, opening.
And then tenderness. Openly. What's that?
Well,
well, you know, spend a minute there.
Yeah. And Joe, you can too. I'll give a couple of thoughts. Sure. But, you know, just having different ways that you creatively express affection to each other. And one of the things that Joe and I do is, you know, whether we're in a crowd of, you know, 1,000 people or, you know, just dead tired going to bed at night, when just squeezing each other's hand 3 times saying, I love you. And nobody has, you know, you don't have to be hanging all over each other, making some public display of affection. You can just do it tenderly and just say to each other, you know, I love you. And I think it's important that we do those things. And what's really been cute is that Joey's picked up on that. So every once in a while, he'll be sitting with us and he'll just squeeze our hand 3 times and aww, we just kind of all smile. Joe, do you want to add anything to that?
Well, I think another way that we can really express tenderness towards one another is to really just be intentional once again, spending time together, sharing mutual interests with each other, you know, at least be curious as to what the other person's doing. I mean, you know, a couple of things that Cindy and I have done over the years, as I think back on it. I mean, Cindy and I, we took swing dancing lessons together. We like dancing. We took golfing lessons together, which doesn't make a difference.
We're no good.
but we do a lot of ministry things together. And I think one of the things that really, if I can leave really one lasting memory in people's minds as they hear this morning, is that I think it's really important that a husband and wife revive the lost art of dating. Someone once said that if there was more courting in marriage, there'd be fewer marriages in court. And so what I would encourage guys to do right now is to pick up their calendar, look on the calendar, and see when's the next time that you can schedule a date with your wife. And, you know, we can be very intentional when it comes to business or making sure we meet all those meeting schedules. But I think it's even critically more important that we schedule time with our spouse on a regular basis, ideally once a week or whenever you can do it. Companionship, and when, you know, if that companionship is lacking in marriage relationship, that has an overall effect in all of our other relationships as well.
As we get close to saying goodbye, I know that there's some people listening who are in that stage you were talking about, and I think mm-hmm. everybody would agree with you. The hardest stage of companionship is when you've got smaller children. And let's just say there's this guy named Ryan who has 5 kids, and he's listening right now, and he needs some encouragement. Where you hear these things, and you go, that all sounds great, but it's so hard. The kids are little. We're so tired. What's like step one on making sure you can stay a companion of your spouse?
Sure. You know what? Ryan.
Yeah. I'll make sure I pass this along to him.
Pass that along to Ryan.
Sure.
You know, I just think it's so important. You know, we sometimes think we have to have a date night and go out and have dinner and go to a movie and do all this kind of stuff. Sometimes I think we just have to, you know, get the kids in bed. Of course, they have to like be in bed and just say, don't get up. We're just going to have time together and just have a cup of coffee together. Sit down and just
decaf
talk.
Decaf for me, of course.
Decaf
for
you.
I mean, Ryan. Decaf for Ryan.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Oh,
and just really, I mean, just be intentional about being together and talking to each other, not at each other. I think it's so easy for us to go through and be almost like business partners, mm-hmm. where it's like, yeah. you know, where are the kids going? What are they doing? And you know what I would urge people to do? Do this, whatever intentional thing you're going to do, whether it's going for an ice cream, sitting and having a cup of coffee, or going out on a nice big date. Don't take your calendar and don't talk about the kids. Just talk. And you know, it's hard.
It's really hard. We've tried that.
You
it's
know?
Hard. I mean, Ryan's tried
yeah.
it. It's hard.
Ryan tries it.
Yeah,
so you make sure you tell Ryan. But I think it's important
Ryan, sure.
that we really develop and work on us. And
yeah,
certainly the kids, you know, the kids are certainly a part of us, and that's important. But I think we have to work on us. Did you want to say
great
something
advice.
Else, Joe?
Well, I just want to confirm what you just said. And, you know, next to our relationship with the Lord, marriage is the most important relationship that we can have. And so we need to make very, very sure that this is the very best relationship that it can be. I mean, as we said before, marriage it was designed to be the priority relationship in the family. And as it relates to raising kids, Ryan, we have to keep in mind here that, you know, good parenting is a byproduct of a good marriage. you know, as the kids watch mom and dad in a stable, secure, long-term companion building relationship, those children most likely, they will grow up just fine. And so that's an essential to good parenting as well.
Yeah.
And I just think too, you know, when we think about spending time together and some of our mutual interests, I just really appreciate too when Joe takes interest in things that I'm doing that he really doesn't have, if you will, a natural interest in. You know, like he's not going to go to my sewing machine and start sewing, but when he takes interest in what I'm doing, what I'm making, what I'm creating, I really appreciate that. Now that's not spending time together necessarily, but if he were a fisherman and he liked to fish, believe me, even if I had to take a book to go sit down and read while he were fishing, I would go do that just to spend time with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, what works for us may not work for some people who are listening, but you have to look for different things that work for you. Joe and I love to take walks together. You know, we kind of try to work up in the spring to like 4 or 5 miles, and we just talk. Sometimes we'll pray, and it's just a great time to be just to be together.
Well, it's 7:24. Time flies, friends. Again, this has been Joe and Cindy Farini with our My Marriage Matters segment every week this half hour, every Monday this half hour, I should say. How can folks reach out to you if they want to learn more?
Well, the best way would be through our website, which is either at cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com. And we also love to hear from people on the Facebook page, and it's titled My Marriage Matters.
All right. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.